Here coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. There were some tense moments in two Thumb school districts that received threats Thursday morning. In Huron County, the Unionville-Sebling Area School District and the Millington School District in Tuscola County were the targets of false threats. The threat at USA schools didn't release the nature of the threat that was made, but the threat in Millington schools was a bomb threat. Both schools went into secure mode until law enforcement in both counties investigated the threats, which both turned out to be unfounded. Because both incidents are under review, additional information is not being released. And Eric J. Hinojosa, who is the Tuscola County's chief assistant prosecutor, will be retiring on April 2nd after 10 years of service. During the recent county meeting, commissioners honored Eric with resolution. He started working for the county as an assistant prosecuting attorney on August 10th, 2015. On January 1, 2025, he was appointed Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney. Eric was recognized by the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan in 2019 for 5 years of dedicated service and in 2024 for 10 years of dedicated service. He has undertaken his important role as a public servant with a unique level of dedication, determination, and passion, and always taken pride in his work, and Eric is well-respected by those who works with both inside and outside of the prosecutor's office for his professionalism, said Commissioner Chair Kim Vaughn as he quoted the resolution. It was noted that countless victims who have been beset with overwhelming difficult life changes have been assisted by him with concern and dignity. Eric thanked those in the prosecutor's office and many others he has worked with over the years. When we come back after this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and moving on with our national news, the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, celebrates 50 years of Tree City USA with the annual awarding of trees to communities. There were 122 communities that were awarded trees, which included some in the Thumb area. The city of Carroll was awarded trees for the first time, while several other municipalities received trees before. Some of the cities that received trees besides Carroll were Bay City, Frankenmuth, Lapeer, Ludington, and Port Huron. Support from the Arbor Day Foundation and the DNR continues to empower communities in tree programs throughout the state. This year's success came from continued interest of communities, recertification by communities already within the program, and the addition of some new communities. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, along with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.